Violence Against Women, VAW, once treated as a forbidden text, is now a yardstick for measuring national progress. Gone are the days when declaring yourself a feminist was not only fraught, but instantly branded you mad, immoral, and a threat to society's balance. Today, feminism has become almost a fashion statement, and while it remains controversial, New Age social media is abuzz with conversations about the Matilda effect, entrenched misogyny, and the patriarchal consensus. Despite this evolution, we women are still living in a world where we are not safe anywhere, not in bedrooms, boardrooms, and barracks. Women in Pakistan are also unprotected everywhere, from homes to hospitals, grounds to graves, and roads to reels. From Hudud to hashtags, there are countless faces of VAW, each continuing to evolve and multiply. While defending the dignity of survivors, the processes of reporting incidents, filing FIRS, accessing medico-legal support, obtaining legal aid, or finding safe shelter remain overwhelming and often inaccessible. Today, I share a snapshot of the timeline of VAW in Pakistan, highlighting its global intersections. My earliest memory dates back to the dark days of Gen Z's regime, when I first heard about the Hudud Ordinance and the courageous protests led by women like the late Shla Zia, Ozma Jahangir, Nigar Ahmed, Najma Sadiqwe, and others, alongside the legendary Habib Jalib, against it. As a medical student, I read with interest those chapters of medical jurisprudence often considered unimportant for examinations, and it was there that I was first introduced to the term incest, a form of VAW that our society sadly continues to overlook despite its prevalence. A part of my cognizance of gender and identity politics also came from Urdu literature, especially the stories penned by Ismat Chughtai and Wajida Tabassum. Many landmark conferences, particularly the International Conference on Population and Development in Cairo in 1994 and the Fourth World Conference on Women in Beijing in 1995, laid the foundation for future feminist movements. In the mid-90s, as a clinician, I began to recognize signs of domestic violence in patient histories, stories of accidental burns, stove bursts, unexplained fractures, and more. That was the time when I diagnosed dowry violence buried under domestic violence and the denial of access to contraception and safe or abortion. During Benazir Bhutto's tenures, seasoned activist Shahnaz Bukhari served as special advisor to Prime Minister Bhutto, actively raising awareness about domestic violence, with a particular focus on establishing burn centers in hospitals. As a survivor of GBV, I transitioned from clinical medicine to public health at a younger age and analyzed complex layers of violence, both visible like acid attacks and physical assaults, and invisible. The latter embraces a range of verbal abuse, mental health degradation, culturally sanctioned harmful practices.